This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy cow, do we have a lot to talk about. Wow. Iran fired a test missile that can reach Israel. There's a huge thing brewing in the Iranian situation. And you know what we're going to be focused on? We're going to be focused on George Bush's funeral. Oh, but there's even bigger news breaking. Because the Clintons are in big trouble. A whistleblower had his home raided by the FBI. I don't know what to think about this because he's already turned over a lot of stuff, but they claim he took some other things. But here's what I can tell you. Bad news for the Clintons, bad news for Mueller, bad news for the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. And I hope you go check it. I mean, I know you're listening to the program, but I hope you go there. I hope you download a segment that you like. I hope you tell other people about it. Get them the link and do it because that's the way we must expand. Oh, my goodness. Lots going on. Ocasio-Cortez compared her election win to man landing on the moon. Yeah. And then she went, I mean, her math is the strangest thing I've ever seen. She said that the Pentagon has lost 21 trillion unreported dollars. And we did the math, and since the military, whatever you want to call it, the version of the Pentagon, because it wasn't called that, but since the early days of the military, the entire budget for the military has been $18 trillion. That's what we've spent protecting ourselves. And she says we've lost $21 trillion, which is enough to have paid for 66% of Medicare. Remedial math. She is a leftist, so forgive her, as they say in the South. What's that thing they say in the South? Something like, bless her heart. So, Ava Armstrong tweeted this. Why is Manafort facing 80 years in prison for tax fraud, but Al Sharpton, who owes millions in taxes, has never been convicted, arrested, or even tried for tax evasion? Good question, Ava. I don't have an answer for you. I'll leave it out there in the radio sphere, and people can respond back and let us know what their thoughts are. I will say this, Al Sharpton sold his memoir for $531,000. Did you hear about this? Have you guys heard? Yeah, the Al Sharpton story was sold for $531,000. You know who he sold it to? His own charity. Maybe we'll cover that in more detail. I mean, if you want to talk about a guy skirting the rules, you know what I think I'm going to sell my story and my charity for? I don't know. What's in the account? $13? No, I think we'll hold out. I mean, I suspect Al Sharpton sold his story to his charity for the amount of money he has in there. But here's the thing that would get me. How does this guy have $531,000 in his charity? Who's donating to this clown anymore? Oh, back to Mueller. Rudy Giuliani tweeted this. He said, Mueller brings process cases like Cohen's pleading guilty to lying to Congress, threatens similar cases against Cohen and Corsi. These cases, I think he meant to say, Manafort and Corsi. Stone and Corsi. And he says, these cases are all, so far, demonstrate no evidence of Trump collusion and are, quote, full of sound and fury signifying. Kind of a twisted tweet, but I get what Rudy's saying. He's saying, it looks like Mueller's just looking for fodder. Something that will bolster the case to make it look like there's a case when there is no case. Another person tweeted this. Part of it I didn't understand, but you may get it. He says, Hillary paid for the dossier. Page isn't a Russian spy. Papadopoulos or whatever didn't talk emails. MIFSUD is Western intelligence. So I guess that has to do with something we mischaracterized it. Cohen didn't go to Prague. Manafort never met Assange. Stone and Corsi weren't Assange contacts. Don Jr. meeting with Fusion GPS was a setup. But Trump is crazy for calling it a witch hunt. I thought, wow, what a great way to put that, all that stuff. Because it's true. Donald Trump is, look, this is what I like about Trump. You don't have to like his style, but when Donald Trump cries foul, he's like, no, that's just not the case. It's like, I don't know, in a football game when some guy chop blocks you or something. He's like, hey, this guy chop blocked me. He's chop blocking here. What are you doing? He's chop blocking. And everybody's like, oh, just shut up and play the game. And he's like, no, this guy's chop blocking. And so then you start to look at the guy and you find out, you know what? He is a chop blocker. That's what Trump does. He calls you out, but here's what's good about it. He does what you do in human nature. Have you ever been wronged? I mean, just blatantly wrong. You're like, wait a minute, he just cut in line. And you're making a big, and people are like, you know, just keep it down. I mean, come on, you know, he's cutting in line, but it's no big deal. I mean, because everybody just, let's just go along to get along. So what, they cut in line? I told this story once before. My oldest son, my kids are fighters. And my oldest son is at Wharton. He's waiting in line. These unruly black teenagers are cutting in front of white men and women. Just jumping in front of them. Go right up to the line. You know where they stopped? They stopped behind my son. As he's looking at the ruckus, you know, like they're just like, hey, we going up in, because they're all boisterous and loud and stuff. They're just, and it's a long line. I don't know what they're waiting on. It wasn't iPhones, but it was food, I think. And he's telling me the story. He says, Dad, these kids come in. They're just cutting in front. Cut, 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 cut. And he says, and they get to me. He was with a friend. He goes, they get to me and whatever his friend's name, I think was a white guy. And they stopped. Because my son's looking at him like, you're not going any farther. I don't care what you do behind me, but you're not going any farther. You know what the kids did? They stopped right there. See, that's what happens when you decide, this isn't going to happen to me. And I'm glad that, you know, he took that stand. But this is what Trump does. Trump says, no, I'm calling you out. You're not going to get in front of me. You're not cutting in front of me. You're not going to wrong me and think that nothing's going to happen. And it works. Because your guttural feeling about this is identical to his. Look, they can beat you up and make you a PC weakling, you know, weak-kneed sissy all they want. But your instincts remain the same. Your brain may go, I can't say anything because I'll get in trouble. Oh my God. But your gut instinct goes, man, that's wrong. That's just totally wrong. It may not use the voice of a black dude, but your instincts know. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Going to be a fun show today. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is one of these days where I truly don't know where to start. I don't. There's just so much going on. The Clintons are in huge trouble. France is burning. I talked earlier, Iran is shooting off missiles. George Bush has died, so we get to watch that party, that Democrat convention, right? Michelle Obama is in the news. And we, I mean, just, and of course, everything else still going on. We still got global climate farce. We got the Mueller farce. We got Barack Obama doing his thing. We got, I mean, you name it. There's, it's all still going on. Leftism doesn't quit. So I don't, I'm like, where do I start? Kid Rock cursed on TV about Joy Behar a few days ago. I didn't cover it. I mean, he, what did he call her? He called her a female dog on TV. And Deucey go, ooh, till we start. I don't know. I mean, is that a start? Anyway, he says, is it news anymore? I don't even know. But here's the deal. He says the truth about Joy Behar, and everybody's in a conniption. He's now no longer going to be the grand marshal of the parade in Nashville and whatever else. Maybe that's already happened. I just, again, it cracks me up that these are the things that are out there. Why? Because Donald Trump's president. Kid Rock wouldn't have had to say that about Joy Behar if Barack Obama's president, but because she philosophically cannot agree with Trump. She philosophically loves baby black Jesus, the magic Negro, and I call him that because that's what the left tries to make him out to be when he's far from it. He's a disgrace as a president. But they love him, so we have to deal with it. But anyway, we wouldn't be talking about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. Donald Trump crushed it in the trade war. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but that's a subject we could talk about. Thank God we don't have Barack Obama as president. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year 2017. Happy New Year 2018. And happy early New Year 2019. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Trump put the war, the trade war, on hiatus, is how they call it. But no, they didn't. What you can say with that is we're winning. We're now starting to regain territory in the war. So Donald Trump agreed. He says, look, I'm not going to do any additional tariffs on January 1st of 2019 while we continue the talks. But let me tell you, the dinner they had, it was Donald Trump laying down the law saying, hey, look, things are going to be different. You know this. And here's how it's going to work. So he's going to leave tariffs on $200 billion worth of product at 10% versus the 25%. He was going to raise it 15%, or in other words, 150% of what it was. So they're going to work things out. But here's what they've agreed to. They agreed they're going to have the transaction completed within 90 days. And if at the end of the period they haven't reached that, the 10% will be raised to 25%. So China got a reprieve. But get this. China has agreed to purchase a not yet agreed upon but very substantial amount of agricultural, energy, industrial, and other products from the U.S. to reduce the trade imbalance. I don't know what that number is going to be. We'll find that out. But here's what I'll ask you. Who would you rather have negotiating this for you? Over the next 90 days, you know what I would like to know? I would like to know the products that are in play here. Specifically, you want to know why? Because I would put my money in it. That's what I would put my money in. That's what the stock market has been reacting to. Give me the names of these companies because, man, this is going to be good. So China's agreed to start purchasing agricultural products from our farmers immediately. Now I want you to just think about how big that market is and, you know, what that means. I'm just saying, go into farm products. I guess I could go look it up. Archer Daniels Midland, I don't know who's still left over there, but whoever it is, they're going to be feasting for the next 90 days. And then when they get it resolved, here's what I'll tell you. It'll be resolved in the favor of the United States. We have nowhere to go but up on this. Now, here's the other thing that happened. These are big deals. So the first thing I can tell you, the Chinese said, we're going to lower the tariffs on American cars. So United Auto Workers, all the auto plant, the car manufacturers, they are going to have a market now in China that we can sell to. This is huge for the auto industry. GM, who closed the plant, three plants, and I don't blame them for the record. I don't blame GM for saying, look, we try to negotiate with these places, and the union is stopping us. We're not going to be held hostage to that. But if Donald Trump gets together with the unions and GM, they can probably get something palatable together to where you can leave those plants open. But he's going to be serious about it. But here's what he did in the meantime, what Donald Trump did. He opens up a whole new market to American auto workers. He reopened the beef market in China to American beef producers. I don't think the left knows or cares. They're so stuck in, he's just not Barack Obama. You know, it's funny to watch these. They're like little children. This dude is rocking it over there. So anyway, China reduces the amount of money, the tariffs for American cars. You're going to buy a crap load of our agricultural products. Farmers are beaming. And let me tell you, whatever we make, the Chinese need it. Man, they need it like the flowers need the rain because there's just so many of them. And now they've taken away the one-child policy thing so Chinese can actually breed again. So It's just going to get better for that, for them. But here's what he did that the left, I don't know if they're going to recognize it at all, but they're going to designate fentanyl as a controlled substance. And fentanyl, I don't know anything about drugs. I don't take drugs. The fentanyl is supposedly being put in some of the drugs here in the United States. And it's, I don't know much about this. Maybe you guys can let me know, kjradio.com. But supposedly it's not needed in these opioids. But it's being added to it for whatever reason. I don't know why. Anyway, the Chinese are the largest, they're the ones producing it, and they're selling it in the United States. And it is, according to sources, is what is the biggest deal with this opioid crisis. Suddenly, I mean, I don't remember us having, even talking about this. We've had drugs since the beginning of man. And I've never heard anybody talking about this, but fentanyl is supposedly this thing that is the new catalyst that's making everybody get addicted. So the Chinese are saying it's a controlled substance. If you're caught selling it to anybody that's putting this product, bringing the product to the United States, stiff penalties. Now, unlike other places, China will kill you over this stuff. So what Donald Trump has done is probably, you know, going to impact people's lives in more, in better ways than anything Barack Obama did in the opioid situation, and it'll go. The media won't say a word. It is a huge thing to get China to get the origin of the bad product to say, you got to take this off the market for us. Now, I don't know if somebody else will try to make it or whatever. You know how the drug trade is, but I think it's a big step. Anyway, President Trump rocked it on trade.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Mourners are continuing to file past the flag-draped coffin of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. Among those paying their respects, former Senator Bob Dole, who was helped to his feet so he could salute the casket, of the late 41st president. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise reflects on yesterday's touching ceremony.
To see the whole Bush family there and the whole family dedicated to public service and to remember the greatness of President George H.W. Bush and just the kind of gentle man that he was.
CIA Director Gina Haspel will discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of senators today. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he's being excluded from the discussion, but really needs to know the truth.
I've read in the media that the CIA has said with high confidence that the Crown Prince was involved with killing Khashoggi. I have not seen that intelligence.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you are wondering if President Trump impacts the world, well, you wouldn't be if you're listening to this program, but there are those that are out there who don't. They're just tuning in. They're just getting turned on to the Kevin Jackson Show. But I will tell you this. Donald Trump is making an impact all around the world, and you don't have to look very far. In this case, all you have to do is look at Tijuana, Mexico. The Tijuana mayor, Juan Manuel Gastelum, called the influx of migrants an avalanche. That's just a whisker away from calling it an invasion. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call us. Do a little housekeeping here while I'm thinking about what I want to say next. See, Gastelum was invaded. He knew it was coming because he borders the United States. And let me tell you what Gastelum knows about the United States. It keeps his economy up and running. When it was safe to go to Tijuana, many Americans would cross that border, go get their drink on in his little villa, his village inside of Mexico, and then they would head back to the United States. He pretty much made it off limits. Leave Americans alone. They come over here. They spend that money. We want those greenbacks. See, we don't invade. We come in. We spend money. We improve the economy. Then we go home. Now, that's not what these caravan invaders doing. The people that he called an avalanche. Now, here's something else I can tell you. That stance alone tells you that he sides with Donald Trump in his assessment of illegal immigration and asylum, because he's saying, look, these people are staying here a long time. I'm worried that they're going to stay 6 months, even longer. He's looked at the state of his city, which, by the way, isn't doing that great in and of itself. And he's saying, I need some help. So what did he do? This guy actually put on his head a red hat that reads, Make Tijuana Great Again. In large white letters. This design is an obvious knockoff of President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. But I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump isn't going to mind that the Tijuana mayor is wearing a hat that says Make Tijuana Great Again. Because Donald Trump understands nationalism, he understands culture. And he's saying, you know what? Everybody in the world should be saying, make their thing great again. If you came from a broken family, you know what you might be saying? Make my family great again. If you came from any type of dire straits, bad circumstances, maybe you just bought a company, you're starting a company, and it's got to have a recovery, and you say, make my company great again. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody wants a new and improved. What do you think America's been? There were times when we couldn't look back at ourselves in the 1800s and go, oh, we were great. The only time we were great, when we formed this country, then we started making mistakes. And the Democrats were these leftists, they're the reason for these mistakes. Slavery, lack of civil rights, all these kinds of things, atrocities to man, all across the board. And somebody looked back and said, look, we got to stop this. We got to make this country great again, like it was when we founded it, what it was built on. And there was nothing wrong with that. And then we did more atrocities because people make mistakes. And then at some point you look back and you go, we got to make it great again. Look, I'll tell you this. I'll use it from my perspective. I don't know when my family went awry. In other words, my great-grandmother was an alcoholic on my dad's side. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My father was an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic because I look back and I said, Nate, the Jackson's great again. I'm not going to be an alcoholic. I doubt if any of my kids are alcoholics or drug abusers because they haven't so far. And they've been, they've obviously been trained the right way to not go that route. But I wouldn't feel bad for them to look back and go, we're going to make our family great again in whatever form that may be. That's what you want. That is what we strive for. But when Donald Trump says it, it's a bad slogan. Let me ask you a question. What do you think that would have happened if Barack Obama had made that his slogan? Would we be talking about how bad it is? I'm saying from the left, make America great again. We might be talking about it bad because we know that Barack Obama did nothing of the sort. He just tried to destroy America. It wouldn't have worked, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Donald Trump, I bet you he beamed when he saw that hat on Gastelum's head. He encourages other countries to feel great about their cultures, that feeling of pride. It's called nationalism, something that the leftists call racist. Well, let's see what they call it when it's done with the Tijuana mayor. Is it racist when it's brown versus brown, brown people versus brown people in a race war? But see, it doesn't end there. Because Trump exported nationalism in Poland when he visited, and like Gastelum, the Polish people responded similarly, and they wanted to show their love of the Polish culture. And you go look, Google it, you'll see "Make Polish Great Again," "Make Poland Great Again." It's people with signs, "Dear Mr. Trump, please help us make Poland great again." Poland has not been great for a long time. They fear invasion by Putin and the Russians, and they are so happy that Donald Trump is president. But I want to move on because there was something even more interesting as I was researching this subject. Understand that no major media outlet covered Tijuana's mayor wearing a MAGA knockoff hat. Not one. I did a Google search of it. The story was at least a day old. And here's what I got. I'll share this with you. So I pulled it up. You can Google it for yourself. It's in a post that we made. And there's breaking news that covered it on a YouTube, Anomaly News, and KEM123. Those were the videos. The first article with this hat is from the DailyStormer.name. I don't even know what that is. I didn't click on it because it could have been, neo-Nazi or something. The next one is Newsweek and then MAGABook.com blogs. Newsweek is the only, and I don't consider them a major network news. They're, magazine. But that's as close as you get. There's no CNN. There's no NBC. There's no MSNBC. There's no CBS. There's no MSCBS. There's nothing. And anything else is a slight reference to Mexico, but not the hat. So then I said, well, let me do page two because I don't want people thinking. So I took a piece of page one so people understood. Same videos. And then here's the next one. It's still got the Newsweek. And then the next one is NPR, The American Mirror, Clover Chronicles, We Love Trump, and CNS News. Not a single major news organization, unless leftist, unless you include NPR. And, of course, they're leftists, even though they get our money. So I wanted people to know this was no fluke. The only reference to that hat is from NPR. So I have a simple question for you. What would the media have reported if the mayor of Tijuana wore an Obama-logoed hat and also supported the Obama's immigration policy? So in other words, the mayor of Tijuana agreed with Obama and wore something that represented Barack Obama. How many news outlets do you think would have had this story up? Now, I'll ask you another question. Is this story noteworthy in the sense of what we're debating with respect to illegal immigration, what we're debating with respect to how our south of the border neighbor feels about us? Because the left always talks about partners. Donald Trump is ruining our relationship with partners. Now, Donald Trump just signed a new trade agreement with Mexico. He just signed a new trade agreement with Canada. This happened a few days ago. And hardly a mention about it. Got rid of NAFTA, kept a promise, signed those new trade agreements, working with Obrador to handle the illegal immigration problem and not do it in one fell swoop, but by saying, okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to address it. You're going to keep those people in Mexico, and we're going to help you. And trust me when I tell you. Now, I can tell you this is what Trump did. I don't have to know it in the inside. He said, you guys handle this. We're going to address our immigration issue. You help us to do that, we'll make it worth your while. He used our trade to do that. So he's done that. They're keeping him over there. The Mexican mayor of the city that borders America says, we got your back. So much so, I'm going to wear your hat. So much so, I'm going to go on record of essentially calling these people what they are, invaders, but he used the word avalanche, and saying, I can't forego this either. I can't afford this any more than the United States can. That's what's happening. And the media is practically silent. They don't want to tell you that the Mexican government and the border town next to us are cooperating with the president of the United States. They won't tell you that that guy has donned a hat and he is in such solidarity with Donald Trump that he's wearing his hat. That should tell you all you need to know. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How about that Emmanuel Macron? How about that dude, huh? Yeah, the French president, the good-looking Emmanuel Macron, who tried to break Donald Trump's hand when they were handshaking. It was so funny to watch that video. I mean, they could do just like, and he's got a look on his face like, yeah, I will show you, Mr. American. You guys remember that video? That video is funny to watch. And Trump's just kind of sitting there looking like, okay, I see what's going on here. It's fun. I don't know, it tickles me. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. France. is burning. And Macron, I've talked about these guys, Macron and Trudeau of Canada and what's her name, Merkel, Angela Merkel of Germany, all of them, all these socialist leftists, anarchists, these are people that wouldn't know how to run a government, man. I'm just saying, they know nothing about running a government. They have just, it's been the leftist playbook, and it's the playbook has fallen apart. And so now, Donald Trump looks like what he is. He's a pragmatist, and his policies work, and these people are dying on the vine over there. I don't even have, look, I've talked about their poll numbers. Right now, Macron is like at 29% approval in France. That's with a fawning media. Can you imagine what he really is? He's probably down there with like 10 or 12%, but he's supposedly 29%, whatever it may be. But that's where he's at. Trudeau is in the 30s in Canada. Merkel is, I mean, how do these people even get elected? I guess they got these, you know, multi-party governments, you know, where the majority is a percentage of this, that, and the other, and that's how their percentage wins. But you're watching leftism get its butt kicked right before your very eyes. But a while back, people loved Macron. After Emmanuel Macron was elected president of France last year, this is a salon, defeating his far-right opponent Marine Le Pen of the National Front to become the youngest president in French history, prominent Democrats and moderates in America seemed almost euphoric about the centrist European politician and his meteoric rise. According to those who have long thrived under the status quo, Macron was just the type of politician that was needed in the Democratic Party to shake things up a bit. Macron understood that to challenge the rising tide of ethno-nationalist populism, political leaders must challenge the status quo, said Neera Tanden, president of the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Asking voters to choose between the status quo and national populism leaves supporters of liberal democracy too insecure. Another influential Democrat, MSNBC host Joy-Ann Reid, praised the French politician for finding a way to thread the needle between the far right and far left populism socialism with his culturally liberal but economically pragmatic agenda. She even joked on her show that Macron should run the U.S. government as well. Salon went on to report that Macron flopped. But in calling him a bust, they had to try to time the President Trump. So here's what they said. 1 year later, it has become even more evident that radical centrism is no answer for the West political crisis. Although some Democrats are still fawning over Macron, despite his futile bromance with President Trump, in France, he is now nearly as unpopular as Trump is in the U.S., after passing right-wing economic policies that go after workers and reduce taxes for the wealthy, Macron has been widely branded the president of the rich. And his approval rating has steadily declined, now hovering at 40%. Not surprisingly, a poll from Adexa found 58% of the French people have a negative opinion of him, his economic and fiscal policies. 80% feel that his reforms mostly benefit business in the upper crust. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and say this. So Trump and Macron supposedly have a bromance, right? And he's nearly as unpopular as Trump is here in the U.S. Trump is popular here. See, this is where you get into the nonsense of leftism. They try to subtly skew you. He's almost as unpopular as Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a rock star. And I talked about the other day. Well, I just talked about what's going on in Mexico. He's such a rock star, you got a Tijuana mayor wearing a MAGA hat. A MAGA, whatever you want to call it. I call it MAGA. Anyway, he's wearing a MAGA hat knockoff, make Tijuana great again. He follows the Trump doctrine. The guy Obrador, who didn't even like Trump when he was running and used him as a crutch to get elected, is now suddenly Trump's best buddy. Trump has a way. Once he gets you in a room and you guys sit down and negotiate, he has a way of making it happen. Now, if Barack Obama did that, I'd say the same thing. He didn't do it. Okay, lefties that always send me notes and get mad, he didn't do it because he couldn't do it. Donald Trump takes a guy who was campaigning against him, Obrador, and makes him a buddy, a partner. Now Mexico is becoming a real partner to the United States. And it shows. Now, we can argue. If you want to call the show leftist, 844-551-8255, I'll be happy to hand you your butt because it's a fact. And if Obama did it, I'd be saying the same freaking thing. But here's what I will tell you about Macron. He is a far cry from Donald Trump. And the man who the left say is trying to have a bromance with Trump actually accused him of being a racist. Nationalism is not like this. Nationalism is like a racism. It is not like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know exactly what he said, but Donald Trump is a nationalist. He says, look, I don't care. You make the word whatever you want to make it. I'm for America. I'm going to do all of our policies to make my country great. Now, as it pertains to dealing with you, I will deal fairly with you. If you've got oil and I've got grain, we're going to make a swap. But I'm not going to make it to where you feel like you got the where it's overwhelmingly you get the best deal. How do you build up a $700 billion plus trade deficit without somebody walking away snickering at you? A trade deficit that would be in the top 20 largest countries in the world. How do you build that up without your partners, you know, going, we got them? Anyway, Macron resembles Barack Obama, only he just doesn't have the blackness to use as a crutch. And that's why his poll numbers are so low. If Macron were black, they were talking about, he's the first black prime minister of France. Oh, we love him. We don't even care. But let's bring on Michel. You know, if Macron had Michel, his black version of Michelle Obama, and those two were running around Europe creating all the problems they had, Macron would be, they would be pretending to care. They would be pretending that, you know, he's okay. Yeah, right. You're not fooling me. Anyway, it's not terrorism that has France in the news, unfortunately, unless the revolt of tax-paying Frenchmen is considered terrorism. That's what they're in the news for right now. They're calling this AP, most violent urban riot in more than a decade. It engulfed some of central Paris on Saturday as a yellow jacket activist torched cars, smashed windows, looted stores, tagged the Arc de Triomphe with multicolored graffiti. Protesters angry about rising taxes and the high cost of living. Look, I predicted this a while back. I told you guys, I have friends that are lawyers, doctors. They cannot afford to live in the nicer parts of Paris because they're actually subsidizing housing for people that don't work who can live in these apartments. So poor folks are living where the rich people live because the rich are taxed so badly, so high, and they don't qualify for the subsidies. Meanwhile, the poor folks are the ones getting the money. It is so backwards. It was only a matter of time. Holy cow. Protesters angry about high taxes and the rising taxes and the high cost of living. It's like $6 a gallon for gas in France, and they're still raising the taxes. Sounds like France needs a real president. Like when America elected one on November the 8th of 2016. Macron wants to appear to be law and order, open borders notwithstanding, but he's no Trump when it comes to protecting police, protecting firefighters, protecting his citizens. It's let them invade. But now he's denouncing the violence when he was at the G20 summit in Argentina, saying those who attacked the police and vandalized the Arc de Triomphe would be held responsible for their acts. So he's got this, he had an emergency meeting, and they said, we'll pull out all stops. We don't know what we're going to do, but whatever, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen. Well, let me tell you, 224 people arrested, 94 injured in Paris, and one of my friends, Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars, tweeted out, how's that globalism working for you? Police turn their backs on Macron. They're not buying it. The French people are not buying it. This guy's under siege for a very simple reason. He's not qualified. Socialism doesn't work. So fuel, tax hike, all these things that have been occurring are going to continue to occur until they get somebody in there that really wants to practice austerity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.